Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of the All Points Road Trip. I am really glad that you guys are back and super excited to be sharing more of my story with you. You see, this isn't going to just be about RV living and the RV lifestyle, though that is definitely a big piece of it and a part of the foundation that inspired the new All Points Road Trip and branding for Lacey Lee Elliott. The thing is, I've realized the last 6 months that you and I are very similar. I used to feel so alone. I didn't think that anybody would understand how I feel. I was scared some days. I had a lot of insecurities. I mean, I still do. It wasn't until I started YouTubing and listening to podcasts and really connecting with more people on social media that I realized how many of us really are the same. And for me, choosing to buy this RV and moving into this RV was about so much more in my life. It's about kind of breaking the rules and going against what everybody else has been telling me my entire life I'm quote unquote supposed to be doing. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. I know there are a lot of you out there that feel the exact same way. Just not very happy with our lives and not really sure where to go or what to do or how to change it. People like Tony Robbins would be out of a job if so many more of us knew what the fuck we were going to do with our lives when we grew up. I want to start off by telling you guys how I ended up here. How I ended up here in this RV lifestyle. I mean, you know the basics, an abusive ex-boyfriend, a blood clot, a tumor, blah, blah, blah. Crazy stuff happening in life that pushes us in a direction that we didn't really want to go. And I think the real question is, and people have had no problem voicing this outwardly to me, how stupid was I to purchase an RV when I had absolutely no prior experience or knowledge at all in being in an RV? I've had people tell me I was stupid. And it's not like I just woke up one day and said, I'm going to buy an RV. There was a little bit of a history here that I think is important to share with you. I went to an RV show about 3 years ago with a guy that I was dating, and a seed was definitely planted. I didn't realize that RVs could be so luxurious and so incredible. And I would dream. I would daydream about the vacations I could take if I had a motorhome, if I had a fifth wheel. Doing my job as an automotive journalist and going on some pretty fucking amazing, beautiful road trips, I thought, how cool would it be to have my own home with me? I obviously spent a lot of time on the internet. And though there were several, and I'm going to say probably a dozen people that I found on Instagram and YouTube that were living in an RV, I need to give a very huge shout out to one family in particular. And if you are interested at all in their story, I'll give you a little bit of a synopsis. But I highly suggest you checking them out on YouTube. The family's brand is Keep Your Daydream. And they have been living full time in their RV for, I think, 4 years now. It started as a husband and wife, their three kids, and their dog. The dog, unfortunately, passed away while they were on their travels. And it is a very beautiful story to have seen the dog and the last few months of its life and how happy it was. Which obviously got me thinking about Jasper and the fact that I really hope that he lives forever, and knowing that that's not going to be a reality. I don't have kids, but I think that for those of you that do, this piece will speak to you. You see, their oldest daughter was going to be graduating and going off to college and taking the year to homeschool their kids and live in this RV and travel the United States of America with their whole family was the last opportunity they felt that they were going to have to do this with their children. And again, Jasper's my fur baby. But after watching them go through what they did with their beautiful dog and then realizing why they were doing it with their children, the seed kind of started to grow roots. It started to grow roots, and I started to think, really, what are the things in my life that I would like to leave as a legacy? I don't have kids. What story can I tell my friends and my family and the people that I come in contact with? And really, how can I give Jasper the absolute love of my life, the most amazing, incredible time on this planet that he could possibly have? Keep Your Daydream has a video, and I believe on their YouTube channel, it's called How to Buy the Perfect Rig, or the top 10 things to look for in your perfect rig. Something like that, if you go to their YouTube page. And one of the very last thing that they say is the perfect rig is the one that you can buy today. The perfect RV is the one that you can make the purchase and get out on the road and start traveling and having adventures today. And that really just showed a reflection to me of everything in my life. All of these things that I had been putting off, all these things that I had dreamt about and thought about and researched and done very little about. And I realized that making the choice was something that I just had to say, fuck it. And jump in with both feet. I saw another video at some point in the last year. I really wish I could remember who or where or what. But it really jumped out at me in this point in my life of choosing an RV that I could get into right now. This video was a comparison or a conversation about health and wealth through our life. And it talks about how when we're young, most of us, the majority of people when we're young, we have our health and we have time. We have time to play, time to laugh, time to be curious. And most importantly, when we're young, we even have time to waste. And then as we get older, most of us again have our health and we start to come into some wealth. We start to be able to buy the things that we want. We start to realize that we can work harder, work more, and buy more and have more. And then for a lot of us, as we get even older, we start to realize that money will buy us a house, but it's not what makes us a home. Money can buy you a bed, but it is not necessarily going to help you sleep at night. The money that you earn can get you an impressive title, but it's not necessarily getting you respect. And money can buy you a clock, but it cannot buy you more time. As we grow older, there is so much pressure from our family, from our friends, from the TV shows that we want, from our religion, from society in general to find this perfect life or this balanced way of living and trying to make everything just right. We spend so much time worrying about things, trying to fit in and make things perfect. And then slowly, as we get older, we realize that none of these things will actually bring us happiness. And eventually, one day, we're going to lose it all. Our health and our wealth. And none of it will really matter. For those of you that have been through a loss, been through a sickness of your own, you know what I'm talking about. At the end of the day, the All Points Road Trip is about my legacy. I don't have children. I don't have anyone really in my future that will be able to tell my story. And we have been given this incredible gift of technology that allows us to share and communicate on so many different platforms and reach so many different people. One of my favorite quotes is by Maya Angelou, and it says that I've learned people will forget what you said. People will even forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. And this quote, this idea of my legacy and my story and what I want to leave behind, that's the reason for this podcast. That's the reason for my blog. And that's the reason that I speak out. I want to make you feel inspired. I want to make you understand that you are not alone. I want to help you to find the courage or the strength or whatever it might be in your life to get out of the box that you're stuck in. Move out of that box that you have been stuck in for a very long time. And take an action to move in a direction that you might not normally have gone. Because life is short. And I have learned firsthand that I would rather spend the rest of my life living my life. Living my life for me than trying to fit into the box and to conform to what everybody else wants me to be. I am terrified. I am absolutely terrified about buying this RV and making this huge change in my life. But what scares me even more is being stuck in a place that doesn't make me happy. And what scares me even more than that is not even being remembered. I want the legacy to be, even if it's just for a handful of people, I want to know that somebody, somewhere, heard my story, heard my voice, saw my videos, and suddenly something clicked. Something clicked in you to do something courageous, to do something brave, and to go out, take action, and start living your life on your terms. That is it for today. As always, thank you so much for listening. And my old sign-off on my old podcast still applies. Live your life fully and with intention 365 fucking days a year. Because it doesn't matter what direction you choose to go. Just take the first step. It's usually the hardest, But once you do it, the next step is usually a whole hell of a lot easier.